This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Look at that thing, 732. I have a fall in my cup as it creeps up on me. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And seriously, do be part of the conversation. There's so much, you know, going on in the news. There's so much happening. I don't know if you guys probably, you can't keep up with all of it. I know I can't. You know, it's tough enough for me. I can only imagine what it's like for you. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But you can also, you know, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels that the left gave me, gave you, they give to you as well. And you can see just how stupid they are. I mean, how much they don't make sense. You can also buy a coffee mug. That's right, coffee mug. Makes coffee taste better. As far as I'm concerned, it does. So you get a TRS coffee mug. If it doesn't taste better, there's something wrong with your taste buds. Nothing wrong with the mug. You know, check out the stories. There's a lot going on up on the website. So let's just hit it, because I got so much going on. Later on, David Fisher is going to join us, talk a little bit about the economy, what's going on, why we had such a nosedive last Friday, and what that really means. I mean, is it a sign of what's going on? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, this thing with Jesse Smollett, It just gets smelly. You know, usually when a fish starts to rot, it takes a few days, right? I mean, really. This thing's starting to smell like a fish that's been thrown in the back, you know, the back seat of a car and nobody's seen it while it's sitting in, you know, well, Miami. All the windows rolled up. You know what I'm saying? Really, really, really bad. And it just stinks to high heaven of not just one of those backdoor deals, but like an in-your-face kind of thing. Right? Now, the Chicago police were smart enough. They released a whole bunch of documents before they saw it coming. They knew that they were going to get a judge or they needed somebody to help them seal the case so none of this information get out. But guess what? Too bad, too late. And what's really funny with all this, this is going to take a minute to sink into your head. But the prosecutors who dropped the Jesse Smollett case, they think he's guilty. Can anybody help me understand this? Yeah, he's guilty as hell, but we're going to let him go. They were too busy to deal with it. 16-count indictment against the actor was dropped by prosecutors in Chicago. That was after Smollett was accused earlier, falsely reporting that he'd been attacked in the city by two masked men at 2 a.m. Now, look, even with the federal charges, you know, mailing himself that hate letter, if you would, making it look like it might have some anthrax or something in there, you know, with the white powder that he put in. He claimed that the attackers shouted racist anti-gay slurs as they beat him, poured bleach on him, and tied a rope around his neck. I mean, think about something. this is the irritant. Them. I'm going to say them. Their people have bought so much into what they tell them, what they do, that here we have pictures of the two guys who he gave a check to just days before, buying rope, buying all the things that were used in the attack. And that Smollett comes out and says he hasn't lied. He's told the truth from day one. He sticks by his story. So imagine this, if you would. Imagine two white guys with MAGA hats going into a hardware store on the same night, around the same time, buying rope and duct tape and other things, and going out that night and finding Jesse or Jussie and doing those things to him. I mean, can you imagine what the odds of that are? Two black guys, two white guys, two different stores buying the exact same thing on the same day? Astronomical! That was the day Jussie should have bought a lottery ticket. Don't you think? When asked if Smollett was innocent on the charges against him, first assistant Cook County State Attorney Joseph Maggots said that no, he is not. Maggots added that we stand behind their investigation. We stand behind our decision to charge him. We stand behind our decision to bring the case to the grand jury. So far, the number of people. Now, here's the funny thing about it. The state attorney had commented at some point in time that, you know, pretty much it's easy to get a grand jury to convict. And it's true. It's a real true statement. But still, why would they bring all this forward? Why would they bring 16? Why would the police department bring all this forward? I mean, these guys are irritated. They are irritated, and I don't blame them, to no end. So far, the number of people who actually think the Smollett's innocent is probably smaller than the number of people who have attacked him. And so the claims that Smollett got special treatment? No. Really? Maggots lamely pointed out that no, Smollett did community service and forfeited his bond. So, I mean, after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in resources for Chicago, he gets away with 10 grand, 16 hours of community service. What's his name? Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition. Maybe he was there taking care of Jesse's illegitimate daughter. I don't know. You never know what could be going on. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks so much for paying attention, for hanging out, for texting and tweeting during the show. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. The time you spend with us, just being involved in the conversation. It lets me know that you're listening, you're paying attention, and that kind of thing. Seriously. All right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I mean, I've got a smorgasbord of stories I'm going to go through this hour. You're not just, you know, you're going to have to get a pencil, a piece of paper to keep up. Because I just think there's so much we've been ignoring. Some of you aren't ignoring it. You know what's going on. But we do. We, you know, when we have big stories happening, we ignore all the little stuff. And again, maybe not on purpose, but, you know, it happens. We're talking about Jesse Smollett and just how much damage it's doing to our men and women in blue. I mean, here, you know, this guy, what was it, 10 days, 12 days of investigation? All kinds of cops on this, detectives, that could have been doing other things. And what I loved was when the district attorney for the state comes out and says, hey, you know, we would go ahead and prosecute this, but we have so many other things going on, and we have resources where we really should be focusing on the gun violence on the street. Well, gee, that's really cool, because if you really were focusing on gun violence on the street, maybe you wouldn't have the numbers you have of people being shot at and dead over the weekends. Some people, you know, screaming that Smollett got special treatment. But they're saying, no, he didn't. You know, he did community service. Can you imagine either one of us or any of us doing this kind of thing? 16 hours of community service. And $10,000, or forfeiting a $10,000 bond in exchange for no jail time. Right? No admission of guilt. Right? It's really not exoneration. And again, if you think about it, the 16 hours were at Jesse Jackson's place. 16 hours. People, that's 2 days. That's him hanging out there for 2 days. What kind of volunteer work are we talking about here? Right? On CNN, media correspondent Brian Stelter said the narrative had once again changed from victim to villain back to victim. It's been very confusing. People don't know what to believe. And we may never really know what happened on the street that night in Chicago. Bullpuckies. They have a report. The chief of police, a black man, when he found out the truth and he had the facts with him, was so mad at Jesse for using the ultimate symbol of racism, a noose around a black man's neck. He knew what was happening. He knew what went down. So, Brian, you're one of the only people that's confused as to what went down. Do you believe the chief of police or don't you? Right? At CNN, I feel sorry for their viewers. They're never going to know really what the truth is either. Why? Because they ain't going to come from Brian. There's nobody else there talking about it. I'm surprised they haven't talked about how Jesse was framed. And the rest of us know what happened. It was a fake hate crime. It was a fake hate crime to stir up violence against MAGA people, okay? Against white guys that may still like Trump. That's what it's about. And you know that's true. Because if shoe was on the other foot and Obama was president and this kind of thing was going on, we would all be brought up on hate charges at some point in time. And if you think about it, I want you, here's something that should send a chill up your spine. You have proof, unmitigated proof, that this man committed a hate crime on himself. And somehow, the connection was made. The juice was there to have all these charges dropped. With a text, a phone call from the ex-Michelle Obama's chief of staff. Right? Think about it. And the two guys that attacked him, where were they? Can we talk with them? Probably not. So anyhow, this again, this is the thuggery, the stuff that goes on that a lot of us hate. And I know there's people on the other side of the aisle that hate it too. We're not the only ones, okay? Let's not try to come off holier than thou in this light. Comey's at it again. That self-righteous piece of human work. No, really, think about it. I mean, he actually believes that him being fired Now, I'm not even in law enforcement or FBI, but I've made the phone calls to know. He actually came out and said that him being fired was definitely an obstruction of justice. Here's the problem with that. Rosenthal was the one, what's his name, Rosenstein. He was the one that told Trump to fire him, that he needed to go. That's number one. Number two is, was there only one person investigating the case? Was it only Comey? You think Trump's stupid enough to actually believe that if he gets rid of Comey, everything dies? No. The light shines even brighter on the investigation at that point in time. And how full of yourself do you have to be to actually believe that if you're gone, the FBI's going to fall apart? Everything comes to a screeching halt. He was interviewed on Wednesday, and he said that, you know, President Trump may have obstructed justice in his decision to fire him. It wasn't his. And, you know, ultimately, it was his, yes. Comey's remarks came via a clip from the NBC Nightly News interview during which Lester Holt brought the conversation back to early May of 2017 when Comey testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Now, during the hearing, he spoke on a variety of topics, including the Hillary Clinton email investigation, which means nothing. He said, you declined to answer the question specifically about evidence of collusion at that point. A couple of days later, you're fired, Holt said. A few days after that, I sit down with President Trump. He continues. He says, when we decided to just do it, which was talking about firing you, I said to myself, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story. What did you think when you heard that? Comey replied, I thought that potentially obstruction of justice. I hope somebody is going to look into that. Listen, I agree with that. I agree we should look into Comey firing, why he was fired. We should look at what Comey did to bring it upon himself, and then we should make all those papers public. What do you think? Joe was in your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is keeping up the push to do away with the Affordable Care Act.
It's too expensive. The premiums are too expensive. People are going broke trying to pay for it.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says the law needs fixing, but it shouldn't be scrapped.
I guess their estimation is it's better not to fix something because you have nothing else to complain about.
This is the people's life and death. This is health care. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous what they're doing.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham tells the AP Attorney General William Barr should have the Mueller-Russia report ready next month.
The Attorney General is going through the report now to take out grand jury information that can't be disclosed by law. He wants to make sure that there's nothing going to be released to the public or the Congress that would hurt classified information that hurt sources and methods.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Again, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, we're talking about, you know, Comey and how he thinks the president was all wrong. In firing him, it was obstruction of justice. I think having Comey in there is actually truly obstruction of justice. He wasn't looking for justice. None of them were. Actually, none of those going after Trump were looking or are looking for justice. They're actually looking at how to get rid of a guy they don't like. That really, really what it boils down to. He doesn't speak the way he wants, though they want him to speak. He doesn't get in line the way they want him to get in line. And actually, at this point in time, after seeing what's gone down with our DOJ, the FBI, I'm kind of happy. I'm not kind of. I am happy that President Trump is the president. I'm happy that he's got a man with that thick a skin that doesn't really care, that has the money, that doesn't need a job when he leaves. That's what makes this good. Right? And now, after all this is being said, we're talking about this. Now it comes to the forefront. Rand Paul says that a source says that John Brennan pushed the discredited Steele dossier. Right? I mean, this was the thing they all hung their hat on. That this thing was gold. This thing was golden. They had him. That the Russians have him. Trump, that is. Now, citing a high source, Republican Kentucky Senator Paul Rand charged in a bombshell Twitter post on earlier today that the anti-Trump ex-CIA director John Brennan insisted that the unverified fake Steele dossier be included in a classified intelligence community report. Right? I mean, the decision that ultimately lent credibility, and it may have played a key role in why we were so afraid of Russia. And again, this is nothing new. Russia and other countries trying to affect the elections or the outcome, nothing new. Paul called on Brennan to testify under oath immediately as Republicans continue to aggressively seek out the origins of this narrative. Now, if I was Paul, I wouldn't give up my source either. Fox News is told Paul's tweet specifically accused Brennan of pushing the dossier. In January 2017, official intelligence community assessment from the FBI, CIA, NSA all got together to accept that from him. Right, again, something that was never verified. And now we come to find out as the days go on, it should have never even been entered. It shouldn't have been thought about. It shouldn't have been worked with. Nothing. But that's okay. This is like Obama's birth certificate, right? Questions, unverified, whatever, whatever, whatever. Really, I mean, we can get as stupid as they are. See, isn't that funny? When it's on their side of the aisle, when we're talking about issues like this, I was it doesn't matter that the dossier may have been false, may have had fake parts to it, and, but it's got some truth to it, and we need to use that against Trump. Can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot? Then you had Vanity Fair article that alleged the fact that the nation's top intelligence officials chose to present a summary version of the dossier to both President Obama and President-elect Trump indicates that they may have had a relatively high degree of confidence. At least some of the claims they're in were credible. See, this is no different than when they say when the president says something, it's gospel and people believe it, and it has weight. Well, what's the difference between that and this? Well, why wouldn't we believe that our security officials, guys that have been doing this for decades, why wouldn't we believe if they come out and say we have faith in this article, in this story, in these facts, that people wouldn't believe it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the, I love this. This is always amazing to me. Kim Fox, the state attorney on the Mueller case. She can't understand why people are angry about the Smollett decision. She says the problem is that people are ignorant. They don't understand the intricacies of the judicial system. What's so intricate about you do something wrong, it's against the law, you go to jail? What's the confusion there? Fox told WBEZ Radio that people are upset with her decision because they simply don't understand how the judicial system works. These people are never going to be satisfied unless Mr. Smollett spent many nights in prison. And then there were others who believed that the charging of 16 counts of disorderly conduct were excessive. How arrogant is that from her point of view? How arrogant is that for her to say, well, they don't understand the law, I do, shut up, go back into your hole and leave us alone? Isn't that sad? I mean, we've always been told if you break the law, and especially this, look, this isn't like the guy's a multi-billionaire, and he went into, I don't know, a CVS pharmacy, and he stole candy bars, a case of candy bars. I don't even know how to say this, fake jewelry. That's not what this is. This is totally different. He faked, phonied one of the most horrendous hate crimes you could come up with. But apparently that's okay. It's just amazing. To me it is, anyway. Oh, and I got a whole bunch of crazy stories tonight. Right from the land of California. You know what? There's never a lack of whack stories out of California. You know that? California, now there's a bill on the table to ban fur. Assemblywoman Friedman calls it a statement of wealth and fashion that we have to do. Now, it isn't because it's terrible to the animal, right? It isn't because of anything. It's because it simply shows a statement of wealth and fashion. You know, maybe we should start looking at some of your checking accounts up there, the cars that you're driving and such, because there's a lot of wealth going on after you guys get up there. You know what I'm saying? Now, Hawaii may be the first state to ban fur products, And this might be a, you know, a giggle, given the balmy tropical climate. Now, California lawmakers also trying to ban fur products and clothing ahead of the Hawaii ban. We got to rush and get there before they do. Despite many diverse climates within the 164,000 square foot miles of California, San Diego, all the way up to Death Valley, temperatures range from 110 degrees to negative 5. People wear fur for warmth. What if you kill the animal yourself? Right? What if you go hunting, you kill the animal, you eat the meat? Are you still not allowed to use the fur? Or, you, I don't know, can you hunt fake fur? I don't know. Assemblywoman Laura Friedman of Glendale, California, is the author of AB 44, which would prohibit the sale or manufacture of new fur in California. From her home in Glendale, California, Friedman wants California to lead the nation in statewide fur bans. Today, there's a variety of humane alternatives, both in terms of fake fur. It's virtually indistinguishable from real fur, and alternative textures and that are just as warm and fashionable. Los Angeles, San Francisco, West Hollywood, Berkeley already have fur bans in place, but Friedman wants fur formally banned throughout the state of California. So what if you already own fur? Can you not wear it out now? Can they arrest you? Can they take it? Can you imagine that? You know, I was picked up on a Section C-561 wearing fur in public. What did it do for a guy like me who's very hairy and I have no shirt on? Would they arrest me? Because that's kind of like fur, right?
They do it for other reasons.
Friedman called a fur fashion statement of wealth. There's no need for warmth from fur, she said. Tuesday, the Assembly Judiciary Committee held a hearing on AB 44, which was charged with a lot of emotion. After listening to witnesses in support of Friedman's bill, Assemblyman James Gallagher said, this makes me more sympathetic with the opposition. Gallagher spoke about the small family-owned fur farms. Well, wait a minute. If they're farms, we already hate farms. We don't allow them to have water. I don't know. You know, California really, it's unique. I'll leave you with that thought. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I need like a smoke machine. Blow smoke out during this intro. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging in there with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, getting engaged, getting involved. Seriously, really appreciate it. And you know what? Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, you know, capital TRS in the subject line, because a lot of times I get some crazy stuff. I don't go through it. But if I see a capital TRS, I know it's from a listener that wants me maybe to look at a story or talk about a certain issue, what have you. I'll be doing listener stories probably in the third hour. But we were talking about how California now is going to make it illegal for you to wear fur statewide. I mean, let that sink in. Now they're telling you what to wear, how to... I mean, you want to talk about a nanny state. You want to talk about being more than 180 degrees away from what our founding fathers had in mind, about overreach by the government. You know, they're telling you what kind of foods you can eat, where you can buy them, whether you can or cannot wear fur, whether you can suck through a plastic straw or not, whether you can use plastic bags or not. But you have to have vaccines. You can't decide what your kid learns in school. I mean, think about all the intrusions by the government. It was never meant to be this way. Now, I will say to a degree, yes. Remember, Founding Fathers had the idea that the states would regulate, you know, what they did, what they didn't want to do. You know, again, being a representative government, you move to the state, you move to the city, the town, whatever that most fits in with your lifestyle, with the way you want to live. California is a perfect example of that in some areas. You have farming areas. You know, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're into, you move to those areas, small rural cities. We've got areas that are, West Los Angeles in California it's extremely LGBTQ friendly. City council is mostly gay and lesbian and transgender. Same thing with the first responders. It is I don't know how to say it, but it caters to, it's representative of that particular group. I find that not much different than having an Asian community or Italian community or what have you. It's representative of the way they want to live their lives or the rules that they want to have, the laws that they want to live under, the community they want to live in, and that's fine. But when you start branching out and telling everybody that they have to do certain things, I can't wear fur, I can't use a straw. Heck, you can't even light your fireplace with wood, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
You can't burn wood.
You can't burn wood. Well, unless you start a forest fire and then, right? And then, they don't clean any of that stuff up, God forbid. After listening to witnesses in support of Friedman's bill, Assemblyman Gallagher, a Republican, said that this makes me sympathetic to the opposition. He spoke about the small family-owned fur farms. There's not many of them in California, but there are a few. It's inhumane to raise animals for fur only, but not for meat and fur? That was a question. Right? I mean, they're really talking, and this is a true statement, they're talking about cutting off water from farmers because they waste so much water. These are these nut jobs up in Sacramento. I'm sorry, last I checked, farmers had to use water to grow crops. What do they want to do? They want to come up with injection tubes so you don't spray it, you just kind of inject it into the soil right around the roots. One of the assembly people said that the wild animals are being kept in small cages or hunted and trapped and then left to die in the wild. I hate to tell them, but last I checked, wild animals usually do die in the wild. I don't think there's like a nursing home for wild animals, you know, getting ready to die. I'm not sure. Gallagher asked Assemblywoman Friedman if she'd ever visited a fur farm. She said, no, but I have the Los Angeles Zoo in my district, and I go see them all the time. And I hate seeing those wild animals in captivity. Yeah, that's what a fur farm's all about. Keeping them in small cages is inhumane. In my contention, the animals want to roam. She's probably talked to enough of them in her days of being high, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this was the state that passed a rule that you couldn't keep chickens cooped up, or you couldn't keep so many chickens in so many square feet. But they actually went down and said you could. All right, so if you're going to raise chickens, this is what you have to do. They have to be free range. They have to have this much space. You're going to have. It's like, shut up. Go away. Go legislate real stuff, real issues, real problems. We raise chickens in cages, Gallagher said. Is that humane? Friedman referred to California's legislation and ballot initiative, which voters passed to eliminate the use of chickens in cages. Gallagher said a Friedman bill was passed. The same logic can be applied to raising of cows and chickens. He was admonished by the committee chairman, Mark Stone, a Democrat. Don't try to argue the bill in a different form, Stone said. I'm arguing implications of this bill, Gallagher answered. He said, well, you're speculating. No, we've seen it happen. In California, we've seen these laws that you pass for the good of the animal, to the detriment of the human, and then it just goes to the nth degree in the wrong direction. fur industry is very large, $350 billion worth of manufactured goods in the U.S., he said. Get rid of this, and we have fake fur, which puts more plastics in the water stream. Hello? Anybody listening? Anybody home? They never think of the other side of it. I was getting the biggest kick out of that. Have you ever heard a Democrat run down the carbon footprint of an electric car? Ever. I mean, start to finish. No, and you won't. Because they may just find out, what may roll across their lips is the fact that it actually has a bigger carbon footprint than a gas-guzzling vehicle. Right? If you really want fur, you can use sheep and cow fur, Friedman said. Generally, I'm concerned about polyester. Gallagher told Friedman her responses were emotional. Oh, not good. Tell a woman that her responses are emotional, and then you're really in trouble, buddy. You're lucky they don't tar and feather you. The Zagarius ban, supported by the author's revulsion of the idea of killing animals for their fur. There's still thousands of animals every year that are viciously maimed and murdered for only their fur, Friedman said in a press statement. This practice is not only entirely outdated, unnecessary, it's completely out of line with our state's values. Assemblyman Gallagher said the bill raised legal issues surrounding the Dormant Commerce Clause because it affects people and businesses in other states and their ability to sell to other states. Right? They went on to say that the bill raises no reasonable Dormant Commerce Clause concerns because it doesn't apply discriminatorily to out-of-state commerce. So, let me see, you can't raise fur here to even sell outside of the state. You won't be allowed to bring fur in the state. No, I can see where that would have nothing to do with out-of-state commerce. Don't you? One brain surgeon pops up and says, well, you know, the selling of goods between Alabama and Mississippi don't have an effect on us. Okay. In a Dormant Commerce Clause case, the court is not only concerned with whether the law discriminates against out-of-state businesses or has the effect of favoring in-state economic interests. It determines whether the interstate burden imposed by a law outweighs local benefits. So they look at the biggest picture. But only in California. No joke, I'm serious. You know, because, and I agree. I agree that this woman, this assembly person, she was more upset about the fact that this animal was being killed for its fur. Not really asking, I mean, is there anything else to it? Do we get meat out of it? Does it feed anybody? I don't know. Wasn't there. We got a lot more stories coming down the pike we're going to talk about tonight. In Pennsylvania, there's a Muslim lawmaker that says praying in the name of Jesus represents, ready for this, Islamophobia. Right? Isn't that wonderful? Watch how that goes. Because that's not going to go away anytime soon. You know that as well as I do. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. In a new book coming out, Barbara Bush, it is said that Barbara Bush blames Trump for her heart attack. Got to be his fault. Right? It just gets better. This Trump dementia, it's just getting better as the days go on. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not even trying to be funny. The fact that it eats at the brains of these people, it's taking up so much space in their head, just makes me feel so good. Because they're spending time on trying to figure out how to take the president down at the detriment of the American people. They just don't care. This is where we've come to. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fish is going to join us from Larimar Capital in the next hour. We're going to talk about where the economy is going, where it's been, and why it took such a nosedive at the end of last week. We'll be back soon. Don't go far.